Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becca with Jack and Kelty.
Ooh, doggy.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever.
We're like, what are we going to do our quickies on? You're like, meh, whatever.
No, I love it. I have a list.
Oh, you
Kelty
do?
Kelty has a plan.
All
you
right.
You think she comes here without a plan?
Yeah, no, there's come on.
You're out of your gourd.
Yeah, you're out of your gourd.
You have quickie topics for the next, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Ready
well,
to go.
There's so many quickies, but first, do you want to have an inspirational quote?
I
want to
sure.
Well,
we haven't done
I
one
actually,
of these in a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm really missing them.
Yeah, I knew you were. I knew you were. Hold on. Let me get to my board.
I need to be lifted.
Lift me up,
lift
Josh Groban.
Up, Josh Groban.
Is that a Josh Groban song?
I said,
you lift me up. Or raise me up. Is that Josh Groban? Over.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of Avicii.
Okay, so I read this. It's like a tweet inspirational quote. It's not a quote, but it's like.
A tweet's a quote.
It's a. Not really. This is like a to-do list for happiness.
Okay.
And I want to know how much you guys do. Okay, so this is Jared Sawyer Jr., who has a check mark, so must be important. He says, from now on, try to schedule your month with these. One lunch date with a friend, 24 hours no social media,
whoa.
One day outdoors, one night out with friends, one date night even just with yourself, one breakfast meetup with friends, one movie night, one day serving others, one day completely to yourself. That seems like a lot, Jared.
That is a lot.
Do you have a one lunch date?
What was the last two?
One day completely to yourself. I do that every day.
No, you don't. You work every day.
But like on a Sunday, I'll like not leave my house, take out the trash in the same pajamas I woke up in, go to sleep in those. You know?
Ew. Oh, yeah. You're not a shower.
Sick.
One day serving others. I do not do enough serving others.
Yeah.
I mean, I serve others financially. Like I'll always be down to like help out a person or give to a charity. But like.
But you're not out there.
I don't
in
go
the...
do service.
Do service.
One movie night.
I haven't been to a movie in years.
Do you ever watch a movie at home?
Sometimes.
I watched two movies this weekend.
Did you? What'd you watch?
I watched Devil Wears Prada. It was on TV.
Oh, interesting.
And I got the DVD at a DVD sale here at work.
You have a DVD player
sale? Yeah, I don't even have
a PlayStation.
DVD.
Oh.
PlayStation?
PlayStation plays DVDs.
Oh, why did you go to PlayStation?
It was Chris's when I met him.
Oh.
It's very old. We watched Strictly Ballroom. The first Baz Luhrmann movie from the 90s.
How is it?
It's not great.
I mean, nothing from the 90s is that great.
I thought it was going to be like Moulin Rouge or Romeo and Juliet.
What's it about?
No chance. They did not have the effects that they had.
No, they didn't.
No.
It's about this.
It's like grainy.
It's a great story. So it's about this dude who is like close to being a ballroom dancing champion, but there's this other guy that always wins and he doesn't. Okay. Guy that always wins plays by the rules and like is very classical. And this second guy, he like always gets in trouble because he likes to do like weird steps.
Like center stage. Like,
very artistic. Yes, kind of. And so then.
Like an interpretive dance?
Because he never wins, his partner leaves him. And then there's like this misfit at the dance studio who's like Lainey Boggs. And she's all that. She's got glasses and acne and like no sex appeal until he takes off her glasses.
Oh my God.
Because I was like very.
Oh my God. So did they steal that from that movie?
I don't know.
That in every movie.
In the 90s, it was like. Like, you have your hair in a half up, half down, and glasses, and then they
and
take your hair down
and
no glasses,
yeah.
And you're beautiful. And then they fall in love, but then they start dancing, and they do all the weird steps. And she's like, I want to dance your way. And then they practice,
like a Hallmark
and
movie.
Then I turned it off. I have no idea how to dance. I got
I'm
bored.
Sure that they won.
I'm sure they won first prize, and the other guy died or something.
Yeah. Okay. Do you go to a breakfast meetup with friends?
Brunch? I don't really enjoy a breakfast brunch meetup with friends.
It takes too long.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm just not down.
A date night? Do you do a date night once a month? You do, Jack.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do.
See, I probably do most of those social things. Hmm.
Do you do a night out with friends?
No, I don't do nights.
I don't do nights.
Do you do a day outdoors?
I'll do a day. Yeah, I do a day outdoors.
Yeah, like a beach day or.
24 hours, no social media?
No.
No, I should though.
Yeah.
Lunch date. I didn't even eat lunch today. When am I going to have a date?
Lunch dates are interesting. It's tough.
It's like lunch dates are something you did when you were unemployed. Like let's
wasn't
meet
this
for lunch
supposed to be inspirational?
Yeah.
This is inspirational to her list making.
Got it.
So
this just says like I mean I'll give you like a real one.
Speaking of movies,
Zach and I went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I heard it was not good.
I was really not a fan.
Oh, I loved it.
And I heard that his foot fetish, Quentin Tarantino's foot fetish, really makes a splash. You didn't notice
There's a lot of feet in the movie.
Well, I definitely noticed Margot Robbie's feet on the dashboard and, like, was it her feet?
No.
Or maybe it was the other one.
The girl, yeah.
There are a lot of children of famous people in that movie, which sort of goes against our entire MO here at the Lady Gang.
Who was in it?
Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know about that
plays
one.
Plays the super skinny hippie that he drives to.
That's Andy McDowell's. She doesn't have the same last name.
Well, because Andy McDowell's, her maiden name.
Oh.
And then Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
Yep.
Rumor Willis.
Yep. And there's other people.
You know who the best person, well, aside from Brad Pitt, because he's amazing in everything?
So good.
Austin Butler, after seeing him in this, I'm like, he's going to murder the role of Elvis.
Murder.
He is so f-ing talented.
Yeah. Like, we slept on him. We slept on Austin.
Well, what was he even doing? I didn't even know what
he
did.
He was Vanessa's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Vanessa Hudgens' boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
They've been together
for
a long time.
He's talented?
So.
I had no idea what he did.
I didn't either.
No,
I didn't.
I'll look and see
what did
he
do before.
But here's the thing. He was on that red carpet, and I went, and he's exactly like that persona.
Yep.
He's like real.
Smoldering.
Smolder.
He's so smoldering.
Like Cole Sprouse is trying.
Yeah.
Cole Sprouse is trying so hard to be Austin Butler.
They have the same vibe.
Austin Butler, yeah, he's got a great vibe. His face looks great on camera, too.
He is handsome.
I mean, I will say I now understand that interview where that they were doing, I don't remember where they were, but some reporter asked Quentin Tarantino about, like, Margot Robbie. She, like, didn't speak in the movie very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, everybody was, like, so annoyed that this reporter, like, asked that question. But I've got to be honest, like, she's playing Sharon Tate, which is, like, the integral part of the Manson murders.
Wait, why were people mad that she asked the question?
They're like, ugh, get over it. Like, stop asking, like.
The artiste about his work?
I don't know. Kind of like, and so.
Well, I think it was like at a giant press conference, and I think that.
It was like looking for a fight or picking a.
Kind of. The interviewer had a good point. They were like, yo, you're in this movie, you're like top of the line billing, you're playing Sharon Tate, and you have like five lines.
That's what I was confused about.
Yeah.
And she was like, I love the script.
She's like, sometimes the role doesn't need to speak to play such importance, and it was a great answer, but I also.
But was it a heavy role? Like, did it come across that she was like an integral part of the movie, even though she didn't speak?
Kind
of.
I don't want to be a spoiler because I understand. Did you see the movie?
No.
Oh.
But I know what. Well, I know he switches up history. Yeah. Okay.
That's the thing is that since he switches up history, she's not as important. But then again, it's like, why make a movie with Sharon Tate in it if like.
She's not going
to. And all the guys had such crazy heavy roles. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't need to see Leonardo DiCaprio in all these, like, movies within movies. It was painful. And his accent was also painful.
Oh, I thought Leo was great.
His accent is painful in it. Like, it's so bad.
Leo's our friend. Let's be nice to him.
I mean, he's.
He's pretty good. Who's the best? Brad Pitt and the girl.
Brad Pitt's always
Julie
the best.
Butters. The little knight, like the girl that's Leo's co-star, who's like really, she's like, I sometimes push myself down.
Oh, the little girl.
She's so good.
She's so good. She's so cute.
Okay, here's what Austin Butler's been in before Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it is Get Shook, people.
Disney stuff?
The Carey Diaries.
Oh, I remember that
show. Zoe 101.
Oh, he was a Disney actor?
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide, Switched at Birth. Aliens in the Attic, Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
Was Ashley Tisdale in that?
Yes. Wow. She's Sharpay.
Oh, I thought it was
Yeah, but
like
sometimes
dog.
They do those, like, with
and
different
it's not
people.
Her.
Yeah.
Zoe 101, Chasing Zoe. So this is the role of a lifetime for Austin. And
it's
you
his
better,
breakout role
this is
into
it.
His mature career
Austin.
Of an actor.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Austin.
I'm down.
When we come back, it's time for our actual quickie.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, we're back. I like it when we review movies.
You do?
I would like to have seen it.
Okay, so do you remember at about this point last year, I did the end of the year review, and it was like fall?
Yes.
It was early fall.
It was like July.
Yeah. So I felt like it was
Are
time.
Are we doing it again?
Yeah, I felt like it was time
end
to do
the
like
review.
A let's talk about our year, but it's like 3 months before we it's the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
try four or five.
Well, because I just
you really don't understand how months work.
No. She doesn't know.
I just checked off another big thing on my manifest what? List. I wanted to have a beach day. It was on my list, and I had a beach day.
You live in California.
I know, but I never go to the beach, and I love the beach. I love the ocean.
What beach did you go
there?
I went to a beach in Malibu. It was fabulous. And then I went in. There's a lot of rocks. Didn't know.
Honestly, the Pacific, it's the worst part about living in California.
It's like the water is not great. Yeah.
Have you been to Laguna?
It's still not great. I'm telling you, the beaches, this is crazy. People that go to the beaches in Florida from California, like it's not just a southern thing. People go out there and they're like, holy shit, these are the most beautiful beaches. Like the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, yeah. Well, it's different. Yeah.
And you can like frolic on the sand barefoot. You can literally like swim.
It's a little rocky.
It's
well, there are
and
there
the
are
water,
some
the
beautiful,
Pacific Ocean is so cold.
Well, it's freezing. It never gets warm.
That's yeah. the other thing. I want my beaches warm.
Well, when I was having my beach day, I had a celebrity interaction
with
that was actually really, really sweet. Salma Blair was there at the resort I was staying at with her son, Arthur.
He's mm-hmm. so cute.
Dude, Arthur's so beautiful.
He's going to be like model status.
Mm, he's gorgeous.
Is he a baby?
But like I didn't. I mean, we chatted and stuff. Yeah, he was like, he was eight maybe. He was going to school. Anyway, so she was like, oh, I come out here sometimes. Like, this is where I like to like hang, whatever. And she just shaved her head. She's, yeah. you know, and we were talking on the shuttle over or whatever. And the way, it's not even really about her, but the way she spoke to her son, like Chris and I could not stop talking about it. She spoke to him like a human being.
Like an adult.
Like an adult. And she was like, he was like, Mom, why are all the trees black? And she was like, oh, well, Arthur, you remember there was the big fires here and the fires burnt those trees. And so what you see that's black is when the fires burn and the green is all new. And like she, but she wasn't like baby talking him, but he was young.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, like, we were sitting waiting for the tram to come, and a bee landed on the back of Chris's back, and he, like, ran over. He was like, excuse me, mister, there's a bee on you.
Oh.
And she was like, well, Arthur, don't touch it because, you know, and then she was like, you know, the bee probably would eat a dog treat if you brought it out here, and that would get him off his back. And he, like, runs in and gets a dog treat. And then it was just so cute. And I was like, you know, this woman is going through, like, a terrible time.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing all these like immunotherapies. I mean, she's been open about it, so I feel okay talking about it, but like, you know, she's got no hair, like she's going through it, and the energy and presentness that she was giving her child was like next level. I've never given anything in my life that amount of focus and like really being there,
right?
And she's like going through hell.
That's
like,
why not all people are good parents.
Right. No. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, Chris turned to me and he was like, that lady is like so wonderful with her kid. And I was like, you know, that's Salma Blair, right? And he's like, what? Like we didn't.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Because he doesn't know celebrities or whatever. But anyway, she was so lovely. And like, I'm just, she had a cute dog. And
oh, that's sweet.
Cute. Your kid's cute and so like speaky.
Precocious.
Well spoken.
But not
and
in
curious.
A annoying way.
Yeah. No, like curious in such a sweet way. He came over to me on the beach and he was like, look what I found. And he had like all these beautiful little gems. And he was
aww.
Like, I found all these gems. He's like, I think this is rose quartz. And I was like, Spencer Pratt. Anyway.
Speaking
okay.
of polite children, Brad Grosky recently said that Heather Dubrow has like the most polite children he's ever met in his life.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like, how do you get him like that? And then someone else confirmed it that was there. Like, oh, yeah. Because they're with Podcast One. Oh, She's with Podcast One. And I guess when she brought her kids in one day, like, they were saying they were so polite.
I feel like when you're at that kind of a status with the jobs that they have, too, it's like you either raise your kids to be absolute nightmares.
Yeah.
Or you don't have any sort of a parenting. Or they end up being, like, very wonderful, well-behaved
right.
kids.
There's no in-between.
Yeah.
There's no in-between. You're either
or else
like,
you're, like, a privileged little shit.
It's yeah. true.
Do you think you will have good children?
No. I mean, if it's Zach, yeah. Because he's better
with,
like,
Zach?
No, if, like, Zach's disciplining.
How's your niece?
Well, she's 4 and she's a piece of work. But that's, like, apparently
the age.
My mom called them the fours.
Oh.
She's like, forget the terrible twos. Those are a breeze. It's the fours. And I think with girls, it's,
yeah.
like, really hard. So she's, like, a piece of work. You kind of can't even discipline them at that age.
Well, at that age, too, it's like they think. It's like almost like being a teenager.
Yeah.
But like
she's
the
like
first wave where they think that they know everything.
Yep.
And they can run around and
yeah.
talk and
they're
all that
testing
shit.
You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're still being manipulative and shit.
Okay.
She's real.
So
cray-cray.
I want to know how's your year been? Do you feel good about 2020?
No.
It's not for another 6 months.
Here. not 6 months, but whatever.
Have you accomplished things that you wanted to accomplish this year? And what do we need to focus on for fall, Jack?
I haven't.
I think I told you, I did make a manifest list for this year.
How is it going?
I've crossed off a couple things. But then have you done this where I had certain goals in the beginning of the year and then I'm no longer doing those things and I'd like to make a different, some extra
you can't.
Goals?
Yes, this is a common question I get. I actually talked about
you
this
a little
bit.
You can't
according to me. Okay. According
it's like,
to
it's
me.
It's like the Enneagram where you cannot be two.
No.
No.
According to Kelsey.
According to me is the goals of the goal for the year. So if say it but was like okay. I want to sign a new Macy's deal with Jack Vanek Enterprises, and then you're like, I don't want to do Jack Vanek Enterprises anymore.
It's still the goal.
You can't change the goal. It's yeah. just not going to happen.
Ooh. Like, I had something on our list about collaboration that we are going to do with Lady Gang
yeah.
that fell off the map, that is no longer happening.
Yeah.
But I'd like to replace that with, like, a new goal, but I can't until
no,
next year.
No, not until next year.
Well, that's annoying.
Yeah, or else it would just be a goal list on your phone that you just, like, it's got to be that's why it is so important to really, really think about your manifest
I know,
list.
But when you're focused on something in 1 month and then things change.
But you're not thinking short-term goals. You're thinking life-changing enterprises, like having a beach day.
It's life-changing.
So what are you thinking about working on for the next 4 months?
What is this?
I don't know. I mean, I will say that I have not accomplished what I need to accomplish here. Because this year, I actually still need to qualify for health insurance for the next year. So, like, that's really number one. The adult in me is like, you can't finish this year until you get your health insurance for next year.
I just got an audition for a TV show.
Please, God, let this happen.
Wait,
okay, should
what?
We read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an audition for
don't
you
say,
to be an actor?
I won't say what it is.
You probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't even know.
Talk about the role.
Can I? Wait, okay, how are you getting an audition? I'm still confused.
Agents.
Well, this is kind of fucked up. Here's the role. 20s.
Oh, my God.
20s.
Did they send this to the wrong person?
No, it's for me. On tape. I have to put it on tape.
Uh-huh.
I don't even want to be an actress. Why? I would
that's
like another hosting job agent. Why are you sending me acting roles?
Do you get acting
I'm not
roles?
Going.
Tell me what it is. Maybe I should go in.
I know.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be insane? You just showed up.
Okay. 20s, entitled, vain yet well-meaning, half of a minor, very minor,
half
Instagram
minor.
Celebrity couple, guest star. Are you going in for it?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
What's
oh,
that?
Wait.
I need an American.
Did you get the same email?
I'm looking up something.
I need an American accent, and there's street parking available. Like, I don't have time to go to this. I'm a offer-only kind of bitch at this point. I was on Young and the Restless.
I mean,
I just can't believe you're getting acting
okay,
roles.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
I got this audition.
Yes. Are you going
I
in?
Swear. No. I literally got Ricky sent me audition for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Let's pass.
Stop.
But should we go together?
I'm not going.
Oh.
It's
she's
a, it's a one-day guest star.
Yeah, that seems fun. I'm going to go, and I'm going to do it for Instagram.
I actually wish you would.
Can you live, like, Instagram it
yeah.
while you're there? Like, get, like, a secret
no,
little camera?
Because then
you guys,
can't.
Why am I getting that audition?
I know why.
That's
but
what
I can't say it.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah.
How come
okay.
I didn't get it?
You're not an entertainer. You're not.
Well, why
like,
is she getting it?
Well, she's in entertainment.
She's not an actress.
They don't know okay. that.
Anyway, Who? All right.
I'm so
I'm confused. A terrible actress. If you saw my work
you
in Sharknado 5,
actress.
Listen,
my work in Sharknado 5 is no go.
I want to watch
Even,
that.
I watched it and I was like, this is terrible. I have an Instagram video of it I could show to you. But anyway, all right. Well, this is the end of the show. I'm glad that you guys have your focus. So if anyone is wondering for me, I still haven't quit Diet Coke. So what I'm looking for the next 4 months is to quit Diet Coke and no personal shopping, because both of those things I was supposed to do, and it's been 9 months and I haven't.
I've been doing
All
a
right.
lot of personal shopping,
Hate
too.
You both. What if
so
I go
much.
In and get
oh
the
God.
Role?
Never I would mind. Be happy for you. I'm not going in.
Okay.
It's not substantial
There's
enough
no competition.
For me. That's why I'm not going in, not to be a bitch.
I could get a guest star role.
No, you
honestly,
they
guys,
didn't even invite you.
I probably could.
Honestly, guys, it's not easy to get these roles,
oh.
okay?
It's not like... You made it sound easy.
It's like anyone who's ever been on a TV show has to go in and like claw their way into a yeah. one-day guest star. It's
oh,
a
whatever.
Very sad place to be.
Yeah, and honestly...
Because we're not rumor willers.
No, I'm a direct book. If you want the
greatness, that's not a direct book.
No, it's not. I have to read it.
No, but I'm saying she deserves a direct book.
No, you don't. No,
because that's the way
it works. Still not an actor.
I'm on Entertainment Tonight. I have appeared in two things because it was part of a story.
Yeah.
Do you think that you deserve like a guest role where you are Kelty Knight?
Yes. I'm not playing this Samantha.
So you want to be like a okay.
I was Kelty Knight on Young and the Restless. I was Kelty Knight in Sharknado.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm good enough to cameo as myself. Bitches. All right. We'll keep you posted on my acting debut.
Love you.
Love you. See
you next
Tuesday.
We're here for a good time.
Not for a long time.
We don't know. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. And make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. And we will see you next Tuesday.